You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome on and all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can listen to our normal show every day about 3 p.m. Central Time, our live show. You can watch us about 3 p.m. Central Time when we get off the ground every day, Twitter, Periscope, YouTube Live, the Blog and the Boys Facebook live feed. You can always catch the rewatch at bloggingtheboys.com. Listen to the podcast version of the show on the Blog of the Boys podcast feed in partnership with SB Nation and Vox Media. Subscribe on Apple and Android devices. And speaking of podcasts, this is a special podcast-only edition of the show. I am recording this from inside AT&T Stadium, where the Dallas Cowboys were victorious on Sunday. The final day in September, the Dallas Cowboys getting a 26-24 much-needed win against the Detroit Lions. This was big, man. This was huge. The Cowboys really did not want to fall to 1-3. I don't know anybody that does, but the Cowboys really scratched and clawed and got a big-time win over Matt Patricia and the Detroit Lions, who were coming off of a big win themselves in Week 3 on Sunday Night Football against the New England Patriots. And the Cowboys, look, they showed a lot of signs of life. I know that there's still going to be a lot to pick apart and a lot to dissect and a lot to talk about as the week unfolds, but the Cowboys showed a lot of signs, particularly on offense. You know, Dak Prescott crossed 200 yards. That was something that we talked about a lot this past week. Ezekiel Elliott had 240 total yards. That was a career high for him. Big in the run game, goes without saying, and huge in the receiving game was the Cowboys' leading receiver, Zeke was. And you think about the deep bomb that Dak threw to Zeke at the end of the game to put them in field goal range to win it. That was gigantic. And speaking of, you know, releasing Dan Bailey was, a move that was met with a lot of criticism and a lot of questioning. And Brett Maher has connected on 8 straight field goals since missing his season opener in Carolina. Not even a season opener, his career opener, given that he is a 28-year-old rookie. And Brett Maher connected on a field goal to win the game for the Dallas Cowboys. That was big. That was huge. That was gigantic. It was a ton of positive momentum and an injection of positive life and just general energy that the Cowboys really needed. And Brett Maher was fantastic. Zeke was incredible. I'll say that Leighton Vander Esch was fantastic. Leighton was, I would say, arguably the game's best player, but you have DeMarcus Lawrence, who hauled in a hat trick of sacks, so it's really hard to give all of the credit to the rookie linebacker who was drafted in the very stadium where he played on Sunday. But overall, this was an impressive performance by the Cowboys. Was it the greatest one they've ever had? No, of course not. But this was a win that the Cowboys needed, that Jason Garrett needed, that Scott Linehan needed, that everybody needed. You know, in the NFL, when bad things start happening to you in a row, you start to feel like you're cursed. You start to feel like things can't go your way. You start to feel, like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, but the Cowboys kind of broke that. The Cowboys got a win. They're undefeated at home this season. Both of their wins have come at home at AT&T Stadium, and they'll get ready to take on the Houston Texans in Week 5 on Sunday Night Football on the road. But for now, they celebrate. For now, they relish in their victory, and that's what you're about to hear. You're about to hear the audio from the locker room, the sounds of the Dallas Cowboys celebrating, what they had to say, their thoughts, their general musings from their second win of the season. On this special bonus podcast-only edition of Ocho Live, you will hear from Jerry Jones, Ezekiel Elliott, the aforementioned Leighton Vander Esch, Brett Maher in all his glory. You'll hear from Jeff Swaim, Jalen Smith, Byron Jones, and the one, the only, the sauce himself, Cole Beasley. So let's get you to it. I know it's going to be a fun week. Monday will mark our second Victory Polo Monday of the season. Tweet me those photos. I'm at RJ Ochoa. You can send them to me in an email, rj.ochoa@sbnation.com. Enjoy it. This was fun, man. This was a lot of fun. We'll be back to normal Ocho Live episodes on Monday, October 1st, celebrating VPM. Make sure you join us. If you can't, you know where to catch the rewatch. You know where to catch the list. listen on the podcast feed in partnership again with SB Nation and Vox Media. And we'll be back with the 750. Tony Casillas will join me. It will be a lot of fun. But for now, enjoy the sounds of the winning locker room, the locker room of the Dallas Cowboys here on Ocho Live.
Gleeful locker room in there. They deserve to be gleeful. To me, Dak Prescott's play on the ball that got knocked out of his hand goes back and makes a play on the ball and keeps us alive at that point in the ball game. Kind of said it all for us about the whole ball game, and took a lot of different ways to do it. They made some great plays, and that quarterback they've got is I really admire and admire that organization a lot. I knew they were going to be tough. They're just getting started there with the new coach. But boy, I'm proud of our guys, and we just didn't quit. And then right at the end, we made the play. Zeke's catch over his head. We had guys that at the end of the game were worn down, guys that were kind of nicked up a little bit, but were able to come through there and win that ball game. And I'm really proud of them, and I think this will contribute to hopefully a real direction as we go into next week.
Jerry, forgetting the comparisons with other quarterbacks, how much does this justify what you're trying to say about Dak, which is where he is and where you think he's going?
I just have the feeling that Dak is going to help us win and help the team in so many different ways. And I just don't know that there's a limit to the nuances of how he might be able to contribute. And to me, that's a great thing at quarterbacks. Not to say, you hear it all the time, but I remind Roger Staubach when I ask him, I said, Romo's maybe we've got to start thinking about the replacement for Romo, traditional pocket or move around. And he said, I don't know about that. Just get somebody the players will follow. Well, he manages to come up with different ways to help us get in position to win games. And I think that play defines kind of this team right now, and got down there and got in position to kick field.
Jerry, how much of this win is about new wrinkles and cleverness, and how much is just doing fundamental things right?
Well, you're throwing a softball here, Fish, but the bottom line is that did some things were different. We aired the ball out there. The great play by Gallup early, the great throw by Dak early. I think really the give them credit for playing a real good ball game. Yeah. Their quarterback and their receivers just made plays to keep third down goings out there all day long. And it seemed like we had them stop. Obviously, that's discouraging, but when you've got a quarterback like that, that'll happen to you. So hopefully this is what our team is about right now. Sure, we've got some talent to not even try to. We've got talent in many different areas, but the ability to hang in here at home, and but we all know that those three times we were down there for field goals, we all could see them haunting us and coming back, getting touchdowns in there, but still, this is the way to win. Yeah, you know, this is football. Okay.
Can you give us an update on some
of the last Heath is a stinger. He's a stinger, thank goodness. And we'll have to see him. Of course, Beasley was, I think, just heroic, really, the way he was playing through his ankle. And then I think Zeke is fine. Obviously, he was playing with some limp there, but I visited briefly with the trainers, and they didn't indicate that we had too much of Woods is the one that we'll have to look at. And I don't know whether he'll play next week or not.
You out there? We supposed to go?
Can you talk about the 38-yard touchdown catch?
I'm sorry.
Catch and run.
I call that the eliminated special. I have three touchdown catches off that, so it works every time.
How big was this win for this locker room?
It was great. It came at the right time. We used that win right there. It was a breaking point in the season. If we want to turn around, this is the time. And we did a good job. We're going to do a good job.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
He asked you about the screen pass, but what about
2nd and 10?
We lined up out wide on the field
goal
drive there at the end.
What did you see there? Honestly, I've been trying to get that play for a while. We ran a couple of times in practice and they hit, but once I saw we got in 2-minute offense and they were playing man-to-man, they had a linebacker lined up on me in the slot, I just knew, telling the guys on silent, give me the inside fade. It's him running on me. I wanted it. We went out there. That made a perfect throw. We completed the pass. Won the game.
What's the plan to have you on board in the passing game today?
I wouldn't say we've put in too much more than we have had in the past. We're great in our screen game, and Dak threw me a couple great checkdowns, and then obviously at that last play on offense, well, not the last play, but that big pass on offense.
You feel like you were able to showcase some of your skills that maybe you haven't been able to in the first few games of the year?
I think I was. I think I did a good job just showing that I am a threat as a receiver, and I'm glad that we went out there and we won that game.
That said, even with all the receiving yards, they also ran three tight ends quite a bit and just kind of said, hey, we're going to give Zeke the ball. Is that a lot of confidence in for you?
Yeah, I think we got back to our old self, And it showed. We wore that defense down, and we hit some big runs in the second half after we wore them down. And then we went out there and did what we had to do to win the game.
Jerry Jones seemed to be most impressed with Dak's leadership just before that game-winning drive. What did you see from him just before you got out there?
He was locked in. There was no doubt in his mind that we were going to score. That's what I expect out of Dak. That's what you're going to get out of Dak. He went out there, he commanded the offense, he led us, and he went out there and we did what we had to do.
How do you two feed off of each other's confidence in a situation like that?
I think it's just like we're each other's biggest cheerleaders, So, like, when he's getting going, I'm going to get in his ear, tell him, keep going, Dak. If I'm going, he's going to be in my ear. But I think we feed off each other, and, we did what we had to do.
How much did you guys need this facility before the game, firing up the team?
Like I said, it was make it or break. This game was, and we need to go out here and get a win so we can get some momentum so we can get back to 500, and so we can be in a good place for the rest of the season. And we came out here, it wasn't perfect, but we fought to the end, and we got the dub.
So that play where we hurdled that guy in the open field, he kind of got under you a little bit. You a little disappointed you didn't make it all the way over?
I wish I wouldn't have tried to hurdle, actually. I wish I just would have tried to make a miss. If I would have made a miss, I would have scored. So I just wish I didn't try. I'm beat up. I was already sore in the first quarter. I knew what type of game it was going to be, but how to grind through it. Rod did a great job giving me spells when I needed to. He went out there and he played very well. He did a great job running the ball.
Is it an ankle or what is it?
Just a little bit of sore ankle, a little bit of sore knee. Nothing big, just a little bruises.
Talk about, I'm sure you already, just the play down the field, the final catch. What was that? What was it supposed to be? Was it just a go route all the way?
No, just an inside fade. Like I said earlier, when we started a 2-minute drive and we got empty and I saw they had the linebacker on me, I wanted to play. I knew it was a mismatch right there. And I told him on the sideline, someone relayed to Coach Linehan, and he had the play call.
And that's different because, a lot of your passes are out the backfield, screens and whatnot, but playing on the head, you're showing something else about the type of skills you have.
It's something we've worked on. It's just good to be able to go out there and show that, I can split out the receiver and make a play, especially in crunch time.
When you saw that matchup, were you pretty convinced that you were going to get the ball?
At first, I didn't know because, I mean, it's a good play versus single high. But if they're playing shelf, there's two safeties. He has a little bit more help over the top. When they snapped the ball and I saw the one of the safeties go in and kind of play the robber position, I knew that I had an opportunity to get that ball.
Screenplay, what does it say about your guys up front
that
are blocking way downfield? I think Joe helps
you
get in the end zone.
That's just the culture of that room. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything else from them. And Joe's he's a bigger guy, but you would never expect him to be able to move like that. But he went down there and finished the play and made the touchdown scoring block.
Why do you guys call that the Linehan special?
I mean, it's just Linehan's play. It works every time he calls it.
How big was this win for this team?
Oh, we needed it. Probably the most important win of the season. Just kind of getting back on track after a slow start and just bringing the win home. Thank you.
Getting paid to play football, so there's absolutely nothing to complain about. Go out there, do what the coaches ask you, and just have fun.
How much easier is your job when you have a tank getting several sacks?
It makes it a lot easier when you got even just the four, even everybody. I mean, all four of the down linemen, the defensive linemen, they're busting their butt trying to get to the quarterback. And I mean, someone might set someone up to get the sack, and I mean, they acknowledge it. I mean, it might be one guy getting the sack, but it's everybody else's effort that gets him the sack.
Huh? Come on, speak that.
I was just talking about you.
Yeah? What'd you say?
Yeah, I said. He asked me how easy my job was that you get sacked, so
right.
I told him it was pretty easy.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, we're going to take care of each other now. My boy's a guy. You know, you brought him to the right place. He going to eat. I'm going to eat. We all going to eat. All right?
Yep.
Hey, keep that interview up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what did Sean Lee tell you, I mean, before the game and during the game on the bench?
Just be confident and do what you do. I mean, he's like, there's a reason you're here. Just do what you do. You've done amazing. Just keep being you, and everything will take care of itself. So just trust your instincts and go play.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to be able to come through in moments like that, because I understand that it gets viewed differently than a kick in the first quarter. So for me, it's going to be business as usual come Tuesday, Wednesday this next week, and we'll try and get back on the road.
Is it different when you're trying to make that kick if the score is tied versus, you know, knowing that if it misses, the game is over and the guys lose the game?
I don't think of it that way. My process is the same every time I step on the field, no matter what, if we're up 20, down 20, down one, tied, anything like that. So, again, I was going out there trying to go one for one again, and, I was happy to do my part.
What was that moment like after when all your teammates kind of braced you? And
yeah, that part was – that was fun. That was exciting. To be able to be a part of a group like this and people like this, I'm happy that I could do it for them.
Brett, early in the game on the extra point, you kicked it from the left hash. I know that's kind of up to you at times. Is that something you prepared for? You wanted to practice from that side? That ended up being the side that you kicked the game winner from.
We just get to pick which side we want the extra points on.
Is that your most comfortable side?
I picked that side. I don't know that I'm necessarily more comfortable. But, yeah, that's one we always go to. Yeah.
What's going through your mind as they're driving there at the end?
Ready for my number to be called? Yeah.
Anybody talk to you, or do you just kind of stay after yourself?
I don't think anyone came and talked to me. If they did, it didn't register anyway. So I was, I was in the same routine that I was in the whole game, trying to treat that kick as normal as possible in that situation.
What's your exact thought as soon as he catches that ball?
I don't have one.
You weren't like, okay, I'm definitely coming in right now. But they're going to just set it up so I can kick a field goal.
That's what you think is going to happen, and I was ready for that. But I've seen some crazy things go on in the game too. So you never know. Whenever they say field goal, my job to be ready.
When you consider the journey that you've been on to get here, and then to have that role in this game,
sure.
Really, when you could say it's kind of a pivotal win that you need for the season for this team. What does that mean to you to be standing here after that?
Yeah, I haven't really had a chance to necessarily reflect on that moment. But, I can – it's a big moment for me personally, for my family as well. So just to have the trust of the team and of Coach Garrett to be able to put me in that situation is, you know, gives me a lot of confidence going forward as well.
And to have a guy like Zeke after that game come over here and hug you and say, I appreciate you.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that from almost everyone in the locker room, which is awesome. And that's why I said earlier, I'm happy that I could do it for them as well and do my part today.
So, what did you think was the key of the game, the key to the victory?
Coach Garrett talked about in the beginning of the week, you know, just are we willing to fight? What are we willing to fight for? And so, to see us, you know, battle the whole game, going up by 10 and then, you know, kind of ups and downs and down by one with 2 minutes to go, you know, and the ball in our court, that was good to see for our offense, definitely.
Thank you. Jeff, when you turned up the field, were you surprised to see someone's face in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, on those kind of plays with your back to the defense like that, it's hard to get, you know, you're just waiting for that ball to get out of the air because you've got to turn around and see who's going to hit you. But, yeah, I mean, Tavon, I think it was Tavon on the outside there. He had a hell of a block, and, you know, Dak put the ball right over the DN, so it was good to be able to get out and get some yards.
For you guys, Dak and you and the rest of the receiving core and tight ends are starting to gel now with 4 games.
Yeah, it takes time. You know, obviously we're impatient because we're competitive and we want to be great now. Sometimes I think those things take time. So for us to be able to get click on an offense and move the ball well, that was big for us today.
And to see him have a game like this, yeah. You know, your quarterback, your leader, how fulfilling is that?
Well, it's big. I mean, we know what he can do. We don't have any doubt, you know, what Dak can do. He's a really good player, and we know that. And so it's our job to make sure that we set things up for him and that we're protecting him in the pass game, and we'll get our running game going so it makes it easier for him, things like that. But, you know, we fully expect him to have games like that. Just like they expect me to play well, we always expect each other to play well. And so not surprised at all.
It's not exactly traditional in terms of having one big play receiver to go to. You get Zeke coming out of the backfield, and you catching passes. But do you guys kind of take some pride in that, in the way that you're able to spread the ball around?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big thing for our offense, you know, if you're going to play the style of offense that we do, where we pound the ball, we have to be able to get open in the passing game. So, you know, Zeke's play right there is, you know, he's a great athlete and he's a good receiver just as much as he's a good back. So, for those guys to be able to get involved in the passing game and to spread the ball around a little bit, it keeps the defenses guessing. It's big for us.
Jeff, how big of a thrill was your performance today? Yeah, such a big role.
Yeah, it was nice. You know, it's been 4 years in the offense and, you know, kind of getting an opportunity this year. And be able to capitalize on it in situations is big. You know, but we played this, our offense in general today. We clicked today and it felt, you know, we had that rhythm going. So for us to be able to do what we did, and then for me to be able to be a part of that was pretty cool.
What was the talk in the huddle once the Lions took the 24-23 lead? There wasn't much game like
that. Well, we've been there a lot, you know, and we were there every week in practice. We put ourselves in situations of practice, and Coach Garrett and our staff, they do a great job of putting us in these situations every week to so that when we get in the game, it feels comfortable. And so when we got in the huddle, we knew what we had to do, and there wasn't a sense of anything except, hey, man, this is what we do. Let's go get it.
Did you hang on to that football, or did somebody get it for you? How'd that work?
I hung on to that ball. I hung on to it pretty good. I gave it to Dak and told him to give it to Bucky, so he better have given it to Bucky.
But Bucky put it in the trunk, all right. But now where's it going to go?
It's going to go to the house, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm going to keep that one.
Talk about the play. You released off the line immediately, like the linebacker was late getting over. What did y'all see there?
On the scoring play? Just a simple concept. Make them decide who they're going to cover. And so by the pre-snap alignment, I kind of knew I had a good chance on that route. So got out quick, got my eyes around, and just, you know, hung on to the ball.
You almost got a second touchdown pass.
Yeah.
You and Michael, I think it worked for
kind of in that same area.
Yeah. Was that a mix-up, or what was that?
No, it's just when you run, you know, a play like that, it's congested down there tight near the goal line. So the field shrinks quite a bit when you're on the two. And so, you know, whether it's a drag or an over route, the spacing's important. And, you know, we kind of got off schedule there at the end of the play. So that stuff comes up, and we're just trying to get a hand on the ball.
If you'd have caught that one, you wouldn't have kept that game ball.
I don't know what I would have done.
Thrill's gone, right?
That's right.
When was your last one? You didn't have one at Texas, did you?
I did. I had one my senior year at Texas. Yeah.
Who was that again?
West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's been a while.
What's up?
Tavon that? tell Tavon that it's against West Virginia.
I'm going to now. I forgot about that, but I'm going to tell him to give it some.
You mentioned the offense was clicking. When did you feel that? At what point is there a discernible moment where you say, okay, we've got it, we're flowing?
Well, we felt it. You know, we felt it early on. We just didn't capitalize, you know, early. I think we went 3 and out to start the game, and then you know, as we got going, we moved the ball well, but we have to do a better job of finishing in the red zone. You know, I think later on in the game we had a 17-play drive, and then we came away with 3 points. And so we have to do a better job of putting points on the board and putting 7 on the board instead of 3. But you know, we moved the ball well, and that was encouraging. And you could feel, you know, you could feel the momentum of the game, and we certainly played that way up front today.
Was Jason Litton just holding you back?
Well, it's hard to say he's holding me back when he's a you know, first ballot Hall of Famer. So.
We're much better than us. Is it at least something to hang your hat on, though? That, I mean, we saw what happened when Sean wasn't here last year. For y'all to hang on and play well enough to get a win?
Yeah, I mean, we're a better team all across the board. Our defense, the chemistry we have, the foundation we've built is wonderful. So, and, you know, we have that next man in mentality. But, you know, Sean's our leader, so he'll be back.
How is he leading on the sideline today?
Tremendous, tremendous. I mean, he's a guy who knows the game in and out. You know, he's got it. He's got it down. So coming off to the sideline, getting feedback from him helps.
Stafford had only been sacked 3 times going into this game. Y'all got 3 today. How do you feel about this pass rush overall?
It's power to hot boys. Power to hot boys. We get after it every single day. And, you know, for us to go out and get 3 today, it's a collective effort.
Did you get in on that one where you kind
It was he gave me that credit.
What was that play fake you did there? Like, you kind of turned your back to the line. And
I don't want to give you too much information, but it's just, you know, just a little fake, a little sauce. Like I'm dropping in coverage, and then I was able to get, you know, get some pressure, you know, for D-Law to get home.
Thanks, Jim.
You mentioned the chemistry taking a step forward today. What areas did you really see this defense improve?
I mean, just, you know, trying to be resilient. But like I said, this wasn't our best performance. We have a lot to go back and correct on. Get ready for next week's game.
Thank you.
How big is this one for you guys?
It's huge. It's one of those wins that when you come home and you have a close one like that, you got to find a way to come out on top. And it wasn't the prettiest. A lot of things to clean up on, but we came out victorious.
Leighton played great. Filling in for Sean today. What did you see from the rookie?
I don't know. I'm just out there on the corner. I feel like I'm on an island sometimes by myself. But I'm sure he played well. He's been showing great film in practice. He takes the job seriously. He's absorbing as much as he can from Sean Lee, and it's really a beautiful combination of a guy who's been here for a long time helping a guy who's just coming in, and it's paying off.
Can you walk me through your point of view on Brett's kick there, game-winning kick?
I knew he was going to make it. I told the guys when we came off the field and they were up by 1, I said, hey, we're going to win this game, no doubt about that, but defensive backs, I said, hey, we got stuff to clean up on. Once we got down the field goal range, these guys were all huddled up, making sure. I'm like, man, he's got it. There's no doubt about that. He's made kicks throughout entire preseason and camp, and we have the utmost confidence in him.
For your offense to get going today, how much more satisfying is that for you guys, you know, who are working so hard out there on defense?
It's great. I mean, when we start to get going as a team, defensively, offensively, special teams, we're going to be a really good team. There's no question about that. You know, we just got to put it together as an entire unit. And until we get to that point, you know, we're going to keep working and trying to find ways to get there.
With a passing team like the Lions are, why are you being so hard on the secondary defensive backs? Okay.
We have a young group, there's no question about that, but the talent is so immense. And we have guys in the right position, we have the right coach. It's just these plays where it's just here and there where we get the look in practice, and we got to find a way to translate that into the game. They're going to make a good throw, they're going to make a good catch, that's ball, and we understand that. But the stuff that we know we can take care of, that's the one we want to eliminate throughout the game.
Is it nice to see, I mean, obviously it's nice to get the win, but is it nice to see the offense put that many points on and
It's great. Anytime, you know, we're playing well, we're scoring, we're stopping, they're stopping their offense, we're making plays on the special teams. As a player, that gives you that most confidence. You know, at some point, we're down in that game, but throughout the entire game, I look on the sideline, we're all confident. We understand that we're going to win this game, we're going to find a way to come out on top. And, you know, when you have that type of production from all phases, there's no stopping us.
Thanks, man.
places on this team this year. It's more new than it's ever been. Even in 16, you know, we had a few young guys step in. So it's going to take time, but I feel like, you know, we're coming together and we've been pretty close. But, you know, as we keep playing games and it's going to keep building.
Cool, thank you. You mentioned the comments about getting open, and I guess maybe somewhere out there they took that like it was a trying to rip Dak a little bit or something.
They always do.
But your point was?
I was just defending my guys in our room, our individual position. You know, just the wideouts. I feel like we're getting a lot of heat that you know, it wasn't fair. I don't really think people were really studying the game film like they should be. And, you know, all we can do is go out there and get open. And when the ball comes our way, we make our plays. If we weren't doing that, then I'd understand. But I was just upset and fiery because I know how those guys are and how hard we work and, you know, what we're capable of. So I feel like we showed a little bit of that tonight in some flashes, and we're going to continue to get better and keep doing it.
You always seem to be the one that gets the ball on third down when there needs to be a big third down conversion. Is that something? You had another big one late today. Yeah. Is that your thing? Is that what you pride yourself on, or is that just turn out?
It just turns out that way. That's what the team needs me to do, so that's what I do. But I want to do that every down. I don't care what, if it's fourth, third, second, or first. You know, in my head, you know, no one can really stop me, and that's how I think. And really, I'm thinking, throw me the rock, I'm going to get open for you all game, no matter when it is. And that's how you have to be as a wideout.
You took up for your other receivers. What about Jeff Swaimer? Are we seeing that he's a little bit more than a pass-blocking tight end?
He always has been. I mean, it's hard to know what guys are when they don't get those opportunities. And now he's getting those, so he's going to step up and make plays. He's a good player. You know, we got tons of other good players that, you know, maybe haven't been able to show it yet. So that's just how the NFL is, man. There's a lot of guys that are kind of covered up, and eventually, you know, they'll all come out.
I know it's not your job to answer for him, but Terrence Williams, him being out, was he here today? Right. Are things all right with him?
Yeah, everything's good with him. We're just taking a step back. You know, he had the surgery on his foot, and I think they're giving him a chance to really get that thing all the way healed. It didn't heal up all the way, and he's okay, and he'll be fine, you know, but we're just giving him a chance to be the player that we know he can be.
Why do you think this offense clicked so much better today than the first three games of the season? You guys seem to look like yourselves out there.
No question. Just stepping up to the plate when the challenge is ahead of us, and you know, Linehan dialing it up and giving us opportunities to make those plays, and you know, just being more aggressive on offense in general. You know, and the guys did a good job of stepping up and doing that today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My name is Spencer Hall.
My name is Jason Kirk.
My name is Ryan Nanny.
And when we combine, we form
the Shutdown Fullcast.
Voltron!
I keep telling you, we're not Voltron.
The Shutdown Fullcast is technically a college football podcast, but it's also a show about
lawn care disasters,
regional grocery stores we love,
Tennessee Batman,
homeowners associations,
Bears and video games.
I mean, there's also some actual football discussion, like about coaches having huge contracts, or coaches making terrible decisions, or coaches saying really stupid things.
Or the NCAA saying really stupid things.
Yeah, there's lots of stupid things in this big, dumb, beautiful sport.
Sometimes we talk about football games.
Allegedly.
If you want to take college football exactly as seriously as it deserves to be taken, come find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcasts like this one.
The Shutdown Fullcast.
It's not Voltron.